We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com. 50.
Happy Schedule Day. Sal joining us on the Wester Hotline and brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the best place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Sal is with us. Good morning, Mr. Carpaccio. Happy schedule day to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys. We made it. We made it, everybody. We got here. We're finally here. We can talk about it for real.
What are we going to talk about next week now?
Well, we got rookie minicamp today. I guess we get into like the next phase of the roster build. You still got, what, 15 or so spots remaining on the roster or something like that. So
good.
Stuff like that. There's always something with the NFL, and I'm sure someday they'll make, you know, even all of that worth, you know, somehow talking about for a week straight.
One thing about this, Sal, you know, you'll have, I'm sure you've seen it, some people taking their shots, like, what's the big deal finding out the schedule? You already know who they're going to play.
Yeah.
But the reality is, yeah, but it gives shape to an entire four-month period of my life. For you especially, you find out what cities you're traveling to. And for Bills fans, they start thinking, all right, can I make that road trip? Can I make this road trip? When will I be at the stadium? What nights will I have to plan to, you know, take a day off of work or whatever? It really is, even if you're a casual fan, a diehard fan, your fall just took shape. I mean, it's a big deal to find out when these games are.
100%, Jeremy. Like, I get this all the time every year. People say every year, like, what is the big deal? I don't get it. Okay, well, I'll tell you why. Maybe it's not to you. That's cool. I respect anybody who says, well, I just want to know. Just give me the schedule. Like, whatever. I'll tune in when it, I get it from that standpoint. But the reason you just said, lots people plan their entire falls around it. They plan vacations. They plan seeing family and seeing friends and having some, oh, okay, you want, hey, you know what? Your team's here in November. You want to come up? Let's do something. You do that. Now, there's the professional side as well. All of us. Yeah, I traveled to games. You guys, you have to plan what you're doing. Pre-game shows. We have post-game shows. What days? Are we working on a Friday to do, you know, a post-game, you know, after a Thursday game? You know, the Friday after Thanksgiving, right? That's become a traditional work day now for a lot of us because of all this. It's all of that baked in. If someone's out there who thinks it's overkill, they don't like it, I respect it. But I would say respect the people who really, really get into it and want to know it, because a lot of their whole fall is depending on that, and they want to get together with people and go see their teams.
And, I mean, there's also, I heard you mention this, now that the Bills are playing in the opener, everything starts 3 days sooner. Training camp, reporting dates, everything.
Yes.
So the season got a lot closer.
Yeah, so I want to make sure everybody understands what happens here. So it used to be, guys, training camp would open 15 days prior to your first preseason game, okay? So it didn't matter when you opened the season, the regular season. Whenever your first preseason game was, you'd back up 15 days. That's when training camp opened. The new CBA came into place. And in the new CBA, it is no longer your first preseason game. It is your regular season game, and it's 47 days from your first regular season game. The Bills, if you go back from September 8 and you count back 47 days, Saturday, July 23rd would be their first allowed reporting date, and I guess workout, whatever, but training camp would be allowed to start on that date, Saturday, July 23rd. If they had not been put in the opener, we would be talking about Tuesday, July 26th. That's a big difference because of weekends and, you know, we're going back to St. John Fisher. We don't know the schedule yet, and it's not, you know, officially official that they put it out what day they're going to start, but that is the first day they're allowed to start now.
We got phone lines open if you want to share your opinion on the schedule or you got a question for Sal about the Bills, 803-0550 to join us. I wanted to ask you, although it's different for you because you travel, it's a work assignment as opposed to a fan, what did you or do you typically look for first when the Bills schedule comes out.
Where are the warm weather games when?
So you are among the Bills media
crew
who aren't happy with L.A. and Miami in the first month.
Oh, there are some. I've talked with some of my colleagues who are fine with it. You know,
oh, all right.
I mean, but I would rather, and I think that a lot of us would rather go to L.A. or Miami in November, December when it's colder here in Buffalo and warmer out there.
Sure.
Especially, guys, when you have a schedule like this, which we knew years in advance, predetermined, this is not a big – there aren't a lot of games in the West or South this year, right? I mean, even the crossover game against the AFC West happened to be Kansas City. Now, if that could have been – that game was never – that's one of the games that was determined by your place and your finish in your division. The Bills could have been in Vegas. They could have been in L.A. against the Chargers. They could have been in Denver. But they get Kansas City because both finished in first place. So you get that one game where, oh, yeah, they're playing the Western Division. Well, guess what? It's a Midwestern city. They're not really going out west for that one. So the only two you have all year now are at L.A. because of that crossover first place finish, and at Miami, which is obviously every year. And now we get those in weeks 1 and 3 instead of weeks, you know, 13 and 15 or something. I'm looking at the schedule and – from if you start at November, I mean, heck, you could go back to October 30th after the bye week, really. I mean, because October 30th, it's getting chilly here. It's not like super cold. We've had storms, but
right.
The rest of the season from October 30th on is all cold weather cities except for the Detroit Thanksgiving game. Well, it's a cold weather city, but it's in a dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's what I look for. The other thing I look for is the bye week. I think, you know, as a fan, as a professional, we plan things. You guys know, like, usually I take that week off. I save vacation dates so I can have off the bye week. Like, that, I'll take off that week. We will go out of town a lot of times, my wife and Max and I. Sometimes we'll even back it up with, hey, they're going to go to the game in that city, and then we'll go spend time in that city or go from that city, go somewhere. So those are things I look at. And then from a competitive standpoint, I think for me it's, what does the beginning of the season look like? Where are the challenges for the Bills? To how do they get out of the gate? The first 7 games, you guys talked about it this morning, I believe.
Yeah.
Very challenging. Would you sign up right now on the dotted line for 5-2 to start the season?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, I think that'd be really good in that stretch because they should roll the last 10 games. Yes, I would take 5-2.
I think so, too, because the next 8 games, I think that'd be disappointing if they didn't go like 6-2, I think,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
Really, the last 10 games. There's a clear cut in the schedule.
I said 8,
but
you're
right. It's first
7
versus last 10, Sal. There's no question.
Well,
it's like 2 tiers to the schedule.
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, well, hold on. Let's go down to the Bears. So let's go up to, okay, if you go down to the Cincinnati game, which is the day after New Year's on a Monday night in Cincinnati, you go right to then. So after the Green Bay game, all the way down to that game, you have 8 games. I mean, They need to go 6-2. Could you see a loss maybe against Cleveland or at New England? Sure. Or against Miami. You can't lose more than 2 of them, right? So to me, you got to go 6-2 in that stretch at worst, which I think leaves you, if you can go 5-2 in the first 7 games,
mm-hmm.
You're talking 11-4 with 2 games left. What was your record when you picked the Bills this morning?
14-3.
Ooh,
but
so they couldn't get there. They couldn't get there if I did this.
I did take an energy drink this morning, so I'm on a little bit of a buzz.
Would you sign up for 11-4
with
the Bengals Monday Nighter and the Patriots at home to end the season coming up?
I don't think that might. I don't know if that's going to get you a 1 seed, Sal, because you couldn't. Then we're talking about possibly 12-5.
And that's right, or 13. But you're right.
Yeah. Let me grab some calls here. 803-0550 to join us. Full schedule, of course, if you haven't seen it or you just want to look at it again and again and again, is online at WGR550.com. And, of course, Sal and Joe on the Extra Point Show will be talking a lot about the schedule later this morning. We'll go get connected with our fans. Jim in Hamburg, you're on with Sal. Go right ahead.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Really quick, the one game that we have on Prime Video, if we're not able to access that, we just have a regular, ordinary, plain TV with no, it's not a smart TV, blah, blah, blah. Is there going to be a local station picking up the rights so everybody else can see the game that you don't have Prime Video for? That's all I needed to know.
Sure.
Thanks.
I think there still is, right,
yes.
Sal? I'm pretty sure in the local market.
I believe one of the local affiliates gets a chance to buy that game and would do so.
Yeah. But just in that local market, outside of the two teams playing.
Correct.
You'd have to have Prime Video to see that game. So, yes, the Thursday, what are we talking? That's the December, the game at New
December
England.
December
1st? Yeah. That should be, I would assume it would be locally shown here in the Buffalo market.
That's the one against
New England. Thursday night or New England.
What does it say? Give me 1 second here. I'm looking at something here. It just says, and the Bills schedule says Prime Video, that's all. Right. But I believe that's the case. Don't hold us to it. I don't know. Unless you know, Jeremy, you said yes. Maybe you know for sure.
I've seen one place I saw this was on the Patriots schedule. They list who's carrying the game from a network standpoint, and then they list which station is carrying it.
Okay, yes.
And for the Prime game, they leave a spot and it says TBD.
Okay. I think that is the case, that that they are able to do that because they still want that local revenue for those,
and
you know, those commercials.
I found a story at CBS News, an old story at CBS News' website. I think this is from last season, but in it, it says Amazon Prime Video. Okay, over-the-air TV stations will, in 2022, Amazon Prime Video is the home for Thursday night coverage. Over-the-air TV stations will still carry their respective local teams' games. NFL Game Pass will continue to stream all regular season games. So you should be okay. Let's see. We'll get to David in Buffalo next. David, you're on with Sal. Go right ahead.
Yes. How you guys doing? I'm a diehard Bills fan. I work at GM, so, and I work third shift, so I have to save a lot of my vacation days for the end of the year for the football season. So when that schedule comes out, times and dates, is imperative that I got to know these things so I can have the next day off.
Yeah,
there you go.
And also, what's important to me about the schedule is the prime time slots. You know, you got different guys at the job that Steeler fans, Dolphin fans. So I like to brag about how many primetime spots we got over them. And last but not least, me and my son started this tradition of going to one away game.
Love it.
Every year, cool. Different stadium. Last year we went to Tampa Bay. This year we're going to go to Kansas City. Nice. So that's why the schedule is a little bit important to me.
Well, maybe Yana and Max will see it in Kansas City. We're debating if that's – I don't know if we can make it work. I think she has something going on that weekend. But we're doing the same thing. My son's getting to the age where he went to a road game last year. He also went to Tampa. They actually did go to Boston. They didn't go to the game at the game. We made a Boston trip out of it. But I think that's what we're getting to here, right? I mean, a lot of people do this. They're like, hey, let's make – the NFL's become such an event. You know, you go to all these games. You take time with your family and – I appreciate that. I respect that. I think that's really cool that you do that with your son and that you take time to go to these games in these other cities. You don't get many of those opportunities. By the way, so on that note, so you said, piggybacking on what this gentleman just said and what you asked me earlier, guys, how about this? So I got a couple things for you that Bills fans can think about right now, all right? Thursday night, September 8th, the Bills are in L.A. We know that. Wednesday, September 7th, both the Dodgers and Angels are at home.
I love the multi-sport trips.
Yeah, so like the if you want to go to the Bills game in L.A. to open the season, you can go there a day early and you can see the L.A. Dodgers at home against the San Francisco Giants at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Ooh, big rivalry.
You can go to L.A., to Anaheim, to see the Angels the day before the Bills play against the Detroit Tigers at 1 o'clock Pacific time. Here's another one for you. This is cool. Jeremy, how about this? Saturday, October 29th, Notre Dame visits the Dome in Syracuse. The very next day, the Packers are in Buffalo for Sunday Night Football.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. Isn't there one that was a golf event was going to line up? I don't remember.
Oh, that's the Thanksgiving. Wasn't that the soccer match, too?
Maybe.
There's the World Cup that weekend, too, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Black Friday, England. The U.S. plays England. And that's over in Qatar, so that's not something you're going to attend. I thought there was one, like with the Waste Management Open, that same year, I don't remember what it might have been.
That was last year, the Arizona thing, I think. You know, that's the Super Bowl. That's the Super Bowl week this year.
That's right. That's what it is.
That's the Super Bowl week.
Thank you. That makes sense. A game people think the Bills would be playing in, the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. is in Arizona, the same week as the Waste Management Open is that in Tucson?
Cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think they may have moved the week on that because of it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You have to go
okay.
look at it. They may have. I think there was talk about it. By the way, also, I'm looking at this. The NFL did not schedule a Black Friday game this year. Remember there was talk about it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. they were going to take up another night with a football game.
They did not do that. I think they're doing it next year, though. I think it was, hey, it could happen by 2022. It's almost definitely happening by 2023. The day after Thanksgiving, there is no NFL game this year, whereas it was very much talked about that there could be.
Any, you know, in terms of the primetime, we talked a lot about possible primetime games. Any surprises in terms of what they got or a game you thought would have been a primetime game that wasn't, or did it pretty much go as planned?
It's a good question. It's a good conversation, Howard, because I really thought we might be in line for a Bills-Dolphins primetime game. Mm-hmm. And we still might, by the way. You could get that, week 15. Did you guys see? I tweeted out last night, by the way, that week 15 schedule. There's five games. Yeah. They're going to choose three of them and go to Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about them earlier. We went through it earlier. I mean, Miami Bills looks like a very... That looks like almost a lock to be flexed, that game.
And that could be a night game, right? So I really thought that the league might, you know, no surprises from, I kept saying there's no way, like, Green Bay's got to be a primetime game. Like, somehow they're making Green Bay, at the very least, a 425 game, but probably a primetime. Mm-hmm. Kansas City thought maybe primetime, but CBS protected that. We talked about that yesterday a little bit. I thought Cincinnati had a very good chance of being primetime, especially after hearing Mike North on with Dan Hoard, their play-by-play guy, who said they're going to get the max. I thought that's just fits the Bills and them. You know, we talked about this yesterday. The league just loves them some Bills-Patriots primetime, right? I mean, how many years in a row now are we getting Bills-Patriots primetime? And they're going to get that on a Thursday. So I was a bit surprised there was no Dolphins. I wasn't surprised at all there was a Patriots. I figured if there's going to be a division game, it's going to be that. From a league standpoint, I don't know. And maybe you can go back and say, well, it's not completely new because they haven't been that good. But the New York Jets getting one night game? In 18 weeks? The New York Jets in New York.
But they haven't been, like you said, they haven't been
good. I understand
good.
That, but it's New York.
I mean, how many did the Giants get? Two? I think the Giants got two.
That's wild to me.
I mean, they just haven't been. How about New England getting four? Why does New England still
five,
get,
I know.
You know, five, is it?
Five.
Are they the max?
They are the
Why
max
is New England
five.
Getting so many night games?
I guess because they still resonate, I guess. They did make the playoffs. It is Boston. They still resonate. I don't know. They play four in a row, which is, you guys talked about it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How about the Ravens opening up with, the Ravens play all four AFC East teams to start their schedule.
That's strange.
Did you know that?
Yeah. We mentioned it briefly earlier. That's kind of odd that it came out that way. What do you think? Also, you know, I think the schedule's fine, by the way, Sal, but I know every year when the schedule comes out, we're supposed to find things that bug us about it. Again, no New England game until December, and only one division game in the first eight games of the schedule for the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills are running the gauntlet of division late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, you get three in a row, and then two not, and then you end with the New England. I guess it's just the way it's worked out. You know, I think over the last several years, we've gotten this at Miami early, Miami coming to Buffalo late, right? You want Miami and Buffalo in December. Everybody wants Miami and Buffalo in December. And we've gotten that either November, December, it seems like. I think they did the Halloween thing maybe a year or two ago, but it's always been a little bit later. I think it's odd the way it's worked out that they're not really playing many division games. They play one division game up until November. One division game. You know, the one thing I will say that this happened a few years ago. Now, this year it's a little bit different the way it sets up. But they only have one Sunday afternoon game in the fall, essentially, before the weather turns, I guess, through October.
Right.
You know what I mean? Only one. That's against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you guys know, I've said it. I think you guys think this. Like, it's just beautiful in the fall on a Sunday. In September and October, watching the Bills play, it looks great on TV. It's great to go to the games in that situation. I mean, but I'm not, a couple of years ago, I was mad about it. I'm not mad about it this year because the other games are great. You're still getting a night game at home early against Tennessee, which is nice.
Yep.
And you're getting a night game against Green Bay even before Halloween, which is nice. So it's not that bad. But I do think that TV and the fans all miss out by not having an afternoon Sunday game in Orchard Park and the fall foliage and all that kind of stuff and the way it feels, you know, through the first 2 months. They get one of them.
You tweeted one of the stats out there is about the net rest differential, which favors the Bills. And I think it was Seth Walder who tweeted out, the Bills face no teams coming off their bye.
It's amazing. A few years ago, I don't remember when, they had like three of them or something.
Yep.
Seemed like every year they were playing the Patriots coming off their bye.
And people were always complaining about that, yeah.
And look, I know that from Mike North saying this, like, teams pay attention to that. They call every year. Hey, you screwed us. You gave us this again. This is the third year in a row we're playing this team. Like, and I get it. I would probably, too, if I worked for a team and had that power to call and say that. They don't really care about that. They're not looking and going, well, you know, last year this team played them coming up. They don't do that. They're just like, this is the way the schedule came out. I mean, I think they do look for like major disparities of, you know, their own schedule, but not like, ooh, how many times are they playing teams off Thursday nights or byes? You can't do that these days with all of the different ways that teams are, you know, the schedules and the way it's going. You just can't worry about it. I also find it weird. I think that the last few years I've noticed it's been several teams who play on Thanksgiving and then play the following Thursday again. And the Bills are in that window this year.
Yeah.
Thursday, Thanksgiving. They play the following Thursday against New England. Yeah. I think that's happened to several teams over the last few years. I think it's interesting.
Let the countdown begin. We don't have to wait as long for opening day. That's a beautiful thing. So you and Joe, you thinking of talking about the schedule a little bit on the show today?
Yeah, we are going to talk about the schedule a little bit today. Right. We are also going to have Chris Horvatis from Channel 4. He's been joining me to talk about stadium stuff. And yesterday, the Erie County did the down payment for the stadium. And so there's a lot that goes into that, and we'll talk about what that means. So Chris is going to join us at 10:30. But, yeah, we're going to pretty much dive into everything about the schedule. And we welcome, you know, fans, phone calls, and, you know, we'll take it. I still want to, you know what I was disappointed in? I remember this. I kept thinking to myself, I wanted to see the Goo Goo Dolls in Buffalo September 24th, but that now I'm like, please be home that weekend, but they're not. They're
Miami, you're on the road.
So
that's right.
If you're thinking of going to the Miami game, then you can't see the Goo Goo Dolls the night before, unless you fly out to Miami that morning, I guess.
Did we get your rundown of Oak Hill?
Amazing. It was great. We had a great caddy. His name is Brad. He helped out a lot. I hit like a 40-foot putt, and I did not think it was going to break until Brad said, hit it right here, and I did, and it was amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, that was incredible. That's why they're. But, you know, I shot a 93, Jeremy, but I will tell you, I'm very happy. I think I hit like 70% of the fairways. I was in the fairway all day, maybe just off a few times. I drove the ball really well. You know, when you don't play a course a lot, you know, I've never played it before. You don't know where some of the pitfalls are. And then the traps are really tough. Mm-hmm. And I would say out of the 93, I wasted a good 4 or 5 strokes getting out of traps. So I'm happy with that. You know, just the overall game.
The key is, did you have any pars or birdies? Pars work just as well. So when the pros are here and you see a guy get a bogey, you can just kind of drop the old, like, I parred it. Because
I can't remember the holes. I actually forgot my scorecard. I had, I think I had 2 or 3 pars on the day. I was putting for birdie twice.
Nice.
So that was nice. You're right. Same thing. I said, we're walking off. I said, Josh Reed had a par, and he looks at me and he goes, you know, when I'm watching Jordan Spieth, and he has a bogey, I'm like, oh, come on, Jordan, I parred that.
Yeah, come on.
That hole's not that tough.
It's not that bad, buddy. Get it together.
That's right, man. That's great. It was a fun time. It was a great time, and, you know, I can't wait for the PGA to come because now I can say, oh, I played that hole, and I know what that was like, and they really took good care of us. You guys know that, you know, they do that, and it was great hospitality, and the media, saw a lot of media people from Buffalo and Rochester out there, and it was really fun. Had a great day. It was warm out there, and I'll take my 93 and go home with that. I was happy with the way I played.
I'm a little surprised you're not having Patrick Hammer on the show today. I thought you might ask him to get you the average temperatures in those cold weather cities on days when the average temperature in Cincinnati on January 2nd, Sal, is Chicago on Chicago in December.
Well, I'll make the text now. Let's do it. I'll get Pat on.
Let's see
actually,
what you're going into.
Real quick. I actually won't be on the last half hour today. I got to go down to the stadium, guys.
Oh, rookie minicamp.
Today is rookie minicamp day. Yeah. We didn't even talk about this.
That's right.
Can we just real quick tell everybody what's going on?
Yeah.
Rookie minicamp starts today for the Bills. Sean McDermott will speak to the media at 12:30 p.m. I'll be down there at the stadium. We will be able to watch all of practice, which should go about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then we will hear from select rookies after practice. Don't really know exactly who. I'm guessing, you know, some of the draft picks, especially the higher ones. But, yeah, we'll be down there for that. So, you'll get Joe for, like, probably the last, you know, 30 minutes of the show today while I bolt down to the stadium to get ready for Sean McDermott. But, yeah, maybe Joe will have Pat on, but we can see. But, yes, today is rookie minicamp day for the Buffalo Bills.
All right, let your representatives know we're going to want to book you for Monday's show.
I'll be around.
I'll get in touch with them.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sal. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.